Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so thanks back to my channel. Now talking about news from Bulgaria, and that is the Progressive Party, headed by Roman Radev, has won an overwhelming victory. And it's even more staggering because the party was only established 4 months ago. Now, Bulgaria seems to be in a state of almost political crisis for the last few years. This is their eighth general election in only 5 years. So all the votes are in. And his party's won 44.7% of the vote. That's given them a majority, 135 seats out of 240 in the Bulgarian legislature. But that's not as big a majority as you might think. I wonder whether it's like a proportional representation system, which is why since 2001, every Hungarian government has been a coalition. I remember about 2001, that was the movement for Simeon II, the former king who was deposed as an infant. Spent years or well, decades in Spain, came back, became prime minister. But it kind of scotched the idea that there'd be a restoration of the monarchy because he'd become a partisan political figure. So the former governing party, GERB, well, it headed a coalition. GERB is an acronym. It also means emblem. So Boyko Borisov, he was the prime minister previously. They came a distant second with only 13% of the vote. And then there's a party which is the PPDB, which is effectively fused, a bit like the Liberal Party and the Nationals in Australia. They've been in a coalition for so long, why don't they actually form a single party? They got just under 13% of the votes. Okay, so it all sparked off by a budget, which caused a lot of dispute and large-scale demonstrations. So Radev, remember, he's the president, but it also say that his party controlled parliament, but now they do. So President Roman Radev said that people have done this because they felt that the governing elite was too self-satisfied, conceited, distant, deceitful, and all the rest of it, and distorting things all the time. So anyway, Roman Radev, he's applauded the people for their wise decision. Now he's committed to keeping Bulgaria within the European Union, building up national strength. This is a country which prides itself on having a lot of weightlifters. So they're really into machismo and strength. And this is what he said recently. What Europe needs right now is critical thinking, pragmatic action and good results, especially to build a new security architecture and recover its industrial power and competitiveness. That will be the main contribution of Bulgaria to its European mission. So President Radev is 62. People accuse him of being a Putinite, which is some exaggeration. But, you know, he's more into expediency. And he said that Ukraine is not going to win this war. We're simply leveling the killing field, as Douglas Hurd said, the conflict, the former Yugoslavia in the 1990s. And so all it will do is prolong the conflict. So you've got to stop arming Ukraine to oblige them to make major concessions to Russia, and then the war's over. Now, this is purblind and naive, to say the least, because all we know is Russia, even if they do sign some sort of peace deal, they'll break it as soon as they can get away with it to try and take over the whole of Ukraine. The cat's out of the bag years ago. The whole plan is not to just illegally occupy Donbass and so forth. It's to take the entire country and then Belarus, and they're talking about other countries like Moldova. Anyway, so President Radev has long said Bulgaria should not be giving anything to Ukraine, or indeed selling armaments to Ukraine, and say the only way to settle this is through peace, that war solves nothing. But, you know, he's not selling that enough to Putin. So remember, Radev, he was an adult when communist ended. He's fluent in Russian, like a lot of Bulgarians his age. It's a Slavonic-speaking country. It's an Orthodox Christian country. So gives him something in common with Russia, gives him something in common with Ukraine, and so forth. And Bulgaria is the only Eastern European country where absorption into the Soviet Union was seriously considered. They used to broadcast the news from Moscow, untranslated, to there as well. And I remember going to Bulgaria a few years ago, unable to get around using Russian quite a lot. Now, there are some people under 30 who don't need Russian at all. Okay, but it's thought that President Radev, he will not veto European Union support packages for Ukraine. Now Robert Fico is cut from the same cloth, the Prime Minister of Slovakia, though he's been critical of President Zelensky and he's been pessimistic about Ukraine. He's even visited Putin and Moscow since the war began. He's not actually vetoed an aid packages. Whereas Orban Viktor, the former Prime Minister of Hungary, he was more, how to put it, assertive, more obstructive, definitely throwing a spanner in the works. Now, the people who vote for Roman Radev's Progressive Party, it's not just that, but their whole host of policies, like anti-corruption, they've made major progress on that. They're frustrated that economic growth isn't fast enough. Bulgaria is the poorest of the 27 European Union countries. They want, obviously, cheap energy resources. And if that means being less supportive of Ukraine to get them, then so be it. Not that they necessarily want Ukraine to be conquered. Now, Bulgaria had a formidable arms industry for a fairly small country. They've only got 7 million people and pretty small in area as well. He might say, OK, we'll still sell Bulgarian weaponry to Ukraine. We won't give it for free, but we're not going to contribute to any European Union aid packages. We will not block those who seek to do so. So this is mostly a domestic policy election. And it says we want a strong government that's actually going to last for a few years instead of these very feeble and highly fissile coalitions, which keep falling like ninepins. So, yeah, he was president till January. So he still got that honorary title. I mean, I don't know, president emeritus. And then he just found this party. So he was used to fly these MiG-29s, as in the Soviet manufactured planes. Artemy Mikoyan, the Armenian aeronautical engineer, designed them way back in the 60s. Apparently, he wasn't that good, but it's because his brother Anastas Mikoyan was briefly the Soviet head of state in the 60s. That's why he's rather overpromoted. And indeed, Rumen Radev, he was the most senior officer in the Bulgarian Air Force. So that's it. Now, the party behind them, We Continue the Change, Democratic Bulgaria, is there, and they will probably need that party to help them pass new laws, which will say that the judiciary can't be manipulated for political purposes, because that requires a supermajority of 2/3. So the arms industry is finally picked up. It's done badly since the end of the Soviet era. Some of the cheapest stuff on the market. And Bulgaria, it sold its stockpile of Soviet-era weaponry to Ukraine because Ukraine's now how to use them, often compatible with their weapon systems. Ukraine is moving beyond that now because they've got more later generation systems and so on. So that's it. And there's a VMZ factory in Sopot, which is in the center of Bulgaria, and they're producing 155-millimeter artillery shells. That's NATO standard, which other NATO countries really want to build up their stockpile in cases of war. So a German company, Rheinmetall, they've got this 1 billion euro joint venture they started late last year with VMZ to produce 100,000 such shells a year. And there's also a gunpowder factory. So Rheinmetall will be the majority shareholder. So that's good news in a country without that many well-paid jobs. It's a very affordable holiday destination because, you know, employing chambermaids and waiters, it doesn't cost a lot at all. So Radev is not seeking to end this. Instead, they're part of the Bulgarian ecosystem. I mean, he's pragmatic enough to recognize the advantages that accrued to Bulgaria of being a member of the European Union and of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. So he's not proposing to withdraw from that. So it's not as big a victory for Putin as people seem to think. But it's not good news for Ukraine. It's neutral at best. Right, anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then in PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.